Let me put myself together here and then we'll start. And thank you for being here this morning and putting up with me. I'm going to open my Bible and wherever it falls, that's where we're going to preach. No, not done that way. I said that because we knew of a brother, a very beloved brother, back years ago. Isn't that right, Cleo? And this is how we would preach. He would just, and whatever it felt, he preached on that. And I don't know if the Lord blessed him that way, but I have to prepare myself. And it's just, if you can help Bob close the door, David, please, so he won't tip over. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles to 2 Timothy 2:15. If I finish early, fine, but if I go over, the clock's there, but sometimes I lose track, so stop me. I want to stop at least 9:30 and not go over. In the morning also, there's a time right there, and I thank whoever's putting the numbers and the message, the songs with big letters, because it's a blessing. It's really been a blessing to me. I noticed that I am, even though I write them with big letters, I noticed that I'm able to read the Bible from the Bible without it going like, but I am reading a little bit slower. But thank you for your prayers, the Lord's answering prayer. So if we have it, 2 Timothy 2:15, and it says, study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needest not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is the word of truth. Makes all the difference when we know how to use this. Okay? If I was to read it and say, study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman, it means a servant. It's a servant. A workman is a servant, whether it's a male or female, that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly, where it says dividing, it should be, I mean, we read it, but it's rightly sharing the word of truth. When we share it to others who shared the word of God with me, made a big difference. When, where are you going when you die? And I knew that I wasn't going to heaven because I wasn't saved. Well, I think I'm a good person. No. Well, this is what I believe. Or you might have, well, you know what, I'm a very good person. I always go to church, and that's good. But coming to church and not receiving Christ, you have failed. And I believe that the Holy Spirit will speak to us. The Holy Spirit speaks to non-believers. That's how I would be convinced of what they were saying, but then I had to make a choice. And through the word of God, the people that witnessed to me through the years, even I remember when I was out, I mean, I would drink like crazy. Probably if I was to get all the beer that I drank, I'd probably fill a swimming pool out of it. But that was back then. That was me. But what does the Bible say about me? I'm lost, and I need a Savior. We need a Savior. And so when we came to that point, through the Word of God, through men and women that would witness to us out of the Bible, we surrendered our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so now, when you have a doctor, Michelle had surgery, the doctor will call you in and say, okay, we need to do some x-rays and some other tests that we need to do to get you going? We need to find out the problem. And so they study, and then they call you in and say, okay, yes, you do have a problem, and this is what we need to do, step by step. And then they take you in, and now Michelle went in, out, she's in pain. Of course, anytime they cut you, you're going to be in pain. But thank God that there's medications, and as long as she takes them the right way, it's going to go good with her. It's going to take a while, but it's going to go good with her. A mechanic, again, a mechanic's kind of like a doctor. You take your car into a mechanic, and then you start saying, me and Cleo was talking about this one time, joking around. It's amazing when people, when I used to do more mechanic work, now Pat says, no more mechanic work. But they would say, hey, Brother Enoch, my car is not working good. And so I was, what's it doing? To get an idea of what's it going, I could tell, okay, it's several things, but I'm going to go first with the minor things and then take it from there. And they would say, my car is going, oh, is it going like that? My goodness. But they're trying to explain themselves what's going on. So after that, okay, I need to see what's going on. I can just say, well, it's this. Or I need to make sure that if it's three things, break it down and then get to the problem. That's the way it should be done. This is, now you have a lawyer, okay? A lawyer will say, okay, this is what's happening. And even though you were at fault, I say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And I was saying, well, no, you know what? It wasn't your fault, and I think I can help you. And then they'll take your case, study it. They'll call you in and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And they take it from there. I believe that you're going to win because, and they know the law, okay? And a person taking a test, whether it's for work or whatever, and they give you the materials, and if you study, you know more than 99 to 100% that you're going to pass that test because you studied for it, okay? The same way when you take the Word of God, and that's why it says study, to show thyself. It's talking to me, it's talking to you personally, individually. It says study to show thyself approved unto who? God, first of all, because I want to, the way that people witness to me, it makes sense from the Bible. Because if we get off the Bible, well, my religion says this. Well, I believe, it doesn't matter what you and I believe. It's what God says that we have to go through to get to where God wants us to go. Otherwise, we're going to just be sounding good, but that will not take us to heaven. So we need to make sure that we break, and especially if we are going to witness to somebody, I like our tracks because they have a message. And all you have to do step by step. You don't have to, well, what am I going to do? I remember when that missionary couple came with a little girl. And Deborah and I were on that side. We were talking before the Sunday, before the service, morning service. And that little girl came, and we were talking, and comes up to Deborah and pulls on her dress. Ma'am, so she looks down, how can I help you? And she says, she had a track. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? She was trying to get her saved. And I say, Lord, if that little child can do that, why can I do that? Our family, sometimes it's harder for us to witness to our family because they knew who we were. And all of a sudden you turn holy and it's hard to witness to our family. But so this is When we take the Word of God and study it for the glory of God, that's what you're going to have good results. Okay? There's people. It might be us, and sometimes, you know what, back a while ago, and I'm very careful that I don't use God's word for my benefit. There was people back then that would use the Bible as a hammer instead of it guiding us to the Savior. For example, I've heard people, well, brother, you need to talk to my wife, especially when we were at Faith Baptist, and for some reason, this guy, real macho type, I'm the man of the house, and okay, yes, you are, but, and then he said, and my wife, it says right there, and he would even open the Bible, it says right there, women, submit yourself, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband in everything. But that's not okay. I said, it's true. But the Bible also says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself, what? For the church. Have you done that for your wife? Well, he was trying to use the word of God to enslave his wife. And that's not what it's all about. We see in, let's go to John 8. And I'm going to read, okay, so bear with me. So, John chapter 8, 1 through 11. And we see how the Pharisees are trying to use the word of God, because back then, remember, the New Testament wasn't written, and they had the Pentateuch, or the book of the law, the five books of the law. Okay? And so, let me see if I have it right. John 1:8. Oh, I mean Mark. Bear with me. And we see how these people are trying to use God's word not for his glory but for their benefit. Look what it says here. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. It's amazing what, I don't know if you guys have heard from, he's already gone with the Lord, Charles Stanley. I like watching him. And he gets a stool and he sits down. I guess it makes the people more comfortable, but he sits down and then he would teach them. And so Jesus, I imagine the people are just like you watching me. And they were watching Jesus, and he was sitting down, and he was teaching them out of the Old Testament, okay? And so they're trying, here comes the lawyers and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and boy, they were trying to do good, but it went to their heads that they were better than you and I. And so it says here, and the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in what? Adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, imagine there's the people and they sit her right there, not to glorify God, but to condemn her. Okay? They said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. And now they get spiritual here. Look what they say. Now Moses, now they're saying Moses in the law commanded, it's a commandment, commanded us that we should stone, that she should be stoned. And then they turn around, but what sayest thou? They're trying to tell God what the Bible says when God is a master of the Bible. And so, him calmly, I've noticed that sometimes we are out there, and the other day I was talking to Ed, we were over here, I don't know, John was too, and we were talking, and we were talking, he's just going like, not ignoring me, yeah, it's true, brother, and he was just scribbling. Okay, sometimes we do that when somebody's talking and we're just scribbling. And so, this they said, tempting him, that they might find, they have, forgive me, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he hurt them not. Sometimes, you know, people, you're trying to get rid of it and go away. But he, again, used the word of God. Okay? The right way. That's why it's a study to show so that when somebody tries, don't get it on the default. Well, yeah, it's true, brother. I do deserve that. But this is what the Lord did for me. And this is what the Lord can do for you. And when we use the word of God for his honor and glory, the Lord's going to turn something bad into something good. Okay? And so he's right here and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, oh, I'm sorry. Where am I? On 7. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone on her. So they kept on insisting, and he's kind of trying to ignore them, and they're not going to go away, so. And you know what? It tells me that the temple had, it was clean, but the floor was, maybe it was dirt. But he's scribbling. It could be, I don't know. I wasn't there. Or maybe he just. And now this is me, okay? God knew their thought. Even before, he knew what they were going to do. And so, this is me, okay? It's not, maybe he was just trying to ignore him, but maybe he was going down writing Deuteronomy 22:22. You know what Deuteronomy 22:22 says? It says, if a man, and Deuteronomy 22:22 says, if a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die. Both the man that lieth with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel. Okay, you bought this guy, this girl, this lady, and let me tell you, that woman was very pretty. But she wasn't a prostitute, but she was the wife of somebody. And she committed adultery with a man. But they bought the woman, but where was the man? I said, yeah, where's the man? And so he tells them, okay, if, notice what he said. He didn't say, if any of you have not committed adultery, then get a stone and throw it at her. I can assure you that there would have been people there that had not committed adultery, and they would have stoned her. But what the Bible says also, if any man looks at a woman to lust upon her, he has committed adultery in his heart already. So God was using God's word. You're trying to use the word of God, and the word of God is to convict you of sin and bring you to me. But you're trying to condemn this woman without mercy. And so, now, that's not what it says, but, you know, I'm saying, don't go saying, well, Enoch said that. Well, I'm just saying, what did he write? We don't know. The thing is that when he got up, if any of you be without sin, how many of us that are Christians right now, we accept that the Lord, are without sin? We can't do that because we were saved by grace. God had mercy on us. And when we confessed our sin, just like that woman, she was forgiven. Okay? In Matthew, again, I'm going to where Matthew 28, 18 and 19, it speaks about the Great Commission. It says, and Jesus came and spake unto them after he had risen, okay? Saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach, okay? What are we doing here? We're teaching. And you're learning. And we are learning, okay? It says, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Okay, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. Okay, and so how are we going to make disciples? How are we going to... How can we make disciples of Christ, first of all? Well, by giving them the gospel. What is the gospel? Gospel simply means the good news. You and I are sinners. You and I cannot do anything to save ourselves. And Christ came and paid the price for you and me. And I praise the Lord that I can say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I've tried everything, but I need you, Lord. And I will repent and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me. Okay? And this is what the Lord does. He died for your sins, was buried, and he rose again. And so as you and I receive Christ, he takes upon himself all our sins and he takes them down and buries them. And when he arose, we arose with him in a new life. Now we are still in the flesh, right? We're still in the flesh, but we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. And so now you try sinning, and yes, you can. I remember when I first got saved. And guess what? A lot of little birds used to come out of my mouth. Beep, beep, every few words. Beep, beep, beep. And when I became a Christian, and I was all excited, and something happened, I got mad, and beep. What happened? Lord, I'm sorry. The difference is the Holy Spirit was convicting me. He didn't use a hammer. He brought me back. You know, that's not right. And so all I had to do, Lord, I didn't have to get baptized again. I've already been saved. So, Lord, forgive me. The Holy Spirit, see how he works? He brings us back into the will of God. Before, I would say bad words. I would do things. And I had no conscience because the Holy Spirit did not dwell in me. And I was like the rest of the people without Christ. And this is what a person without Christ, this is how they'll act. Like you and me used to act, okay? But we give him the gospel in 1 Corinthians 5:15. I'm going to go in a hurry. 1 Corinthians, let's go there. And I'm reading it from the Bible. I didn't write this. So 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 3. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news. Okay, it's a lot of times there's big words that simply means something simple. So I, he said, moreover, brother, I declare unto you the gospel or the good news which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. And then 4 says, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. He rose again. And because he lives, we shall see tomorrow. One day he's coming again. And the reason that everything's going chaotic is because God is not here. Even though God can see everything, Christ is not here. But one day he will come and he will restore everything and make peace. And we will be here for 1,000 years, a millennium. And then after that will be the New Jerusalem forever, forever. This is the good news, that you and I still have 5 minutes, okay? So, 5 minutes, yes, okay? So, this is how we make disciples, by, okay, we got saved the same way we got saved. You go share the good news. Now, some are going to accept, some are not. You know that Randall and Noni, you know who they are back there? You know why they came? Me and others, Tony, and there's been others, and we've been passing flyers. But in encouragement, we went, and we were in her neighborhood, and she went with us yesterday. And she said, you know how I came to this church? I was already saved. She said, you know how I came to this church? The people here kept annoying me by giving tracts in my house. And I remember that Tony and I had that area. So it wasn't in vain, brother. It wasn't in vain. And 3 months, and so I don't know what happened, but we went again sometime, and we passed it on that neighborhood. And she said, and we finally said, well, we need a church. It's closed. We need to go see it. And because we kept annoying them, they are here. And they said, and I was talking to her, said, and we'll be here till the Lord takes us, or unless the Lord moves us. But what a blessing it is to pray, to go out witnessing, to pass out flyers. Sometimes we have the opportunity. Sometimes they'll be there and we can talk to them. Sometimes we just pass the flyers, put them on doors. Sometimes they say, no, we don't want nothing from. And yesterday, I was so sad. It says, welcome to this home. God bless you. And I said, we do not accept any religion. We do not want. Whoa, I said, I don't know. But so sometimes they're going to reject us. Sometimes they're not. The thing is that if we study the Word of God, and then when we are able to witness, you don't have to start through the whole Bible to say, you know what? Where would you go when you die? Well, I'm a good person. Well, you know what? And then you use that little track. And by that little trick, if you use it the right way and let the Holy Spirit guide you, because you're using God's word the way you should, it's going to work. And the glory should be for God. See, Noni and them are here, but you know what, Tony? We were just instruments, but the glory belongs to God. And this is how the church is going to grow, by us going out and not just talking about anything. Sometimes there's a boxer right there for the mailbox. And, hey, you know what? We have a boxer. And, you know, you can use any conversation and just start talking. Hey, what's your name? And they'll tell you your name. And sometimes, none of your business. Well, okay. But when you share God's word the right way, it's going to have results. Okay. And so, you get that track, the flyer, and say, see, if they give you an opportunity. See, the Bible said that all have sinned and come short of the glory. You and me, anybody. And so we're all sinners. Is that hard to do? We're all sinners. Okay. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Sin has a price. We're all sinners. And just like you get a paycheck, you're going to get a paycheck for dying in your sins, and that's going to the lake of fire. If you're in your right mind, I remember some of my friends, I'm going to go to hell with my friends. There's no friends in hell. And I wouldn't want to go to hell, okay? And so you say, but you know what? You don't have to go to hell. Romans 5:8 says that, but God commanded his love towards us, and while that we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Okay? And then John 3:16, God loves us. Why? Why did he do that? Because he loved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, it doesn't matter who it is, believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That you and me, we have believed. It says in Romans 10:13, we need to receive Christ as our Savior. It doesn't do us any good to know, but we need to receive him. And it says here, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you use the Word of God the way we need to. So we need to study God's Word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, a servant, that needeth not to be ashamed, righteously sharing God's word of truth. Let's go ahead and pray. I'm going to ask David if he would dismiss us from Sunday school.